the US heavy metal band Lamb of God played the song Omerta at their 2010 concert at Prague. During that concert, a 19-year-old Czech fan was allegedly pushed off the stage by the band's singer Randy Blythe and later succumbed to his injuries. 2 years later, Randy Blythe was arrested on his arrival to the Czech capital on the 29th of June on manslaughter charges and has been since held in police custody. On Wednesday, the Prague Municipal Court doubled his original bail of $200,000, which has already been raised by the band. Mr. Blythe's attorney Martin Radvan says he expects the heavy metal singer to get out of jail any day now.
We now are waiting for the release because his band has already collected those additional $200,000, and only due to a long travel time of the files between the municipal court and the court for Prague 8, we are still waiting. Otherwise, he should be released, and so that's what we are waiting for.
What will happen when Mr. Blythe will indeed leave police custody? Will he have to stay in the Czech Republic, or will he be allowed to travel back home?
Now, everything indicates that he will be allowed to travel home, but he will have to come back for either further investigation or the trial. And that's what he really wants to do, because as a world-known singer in a particular, of course, kind of music, he cannot afford to simply disappear and not to exist. This is actually a mistake by our police and the municipal prosecutor, who are still indicating that there is a possibility that he will disappear and will never show again. But there will be posters around the world showing him, and if he wants to continue his performances, he will have to return. And he wants to return because he does not believe that he is guilty of anything that he has been charged with.
Mr. Blythe and the band's manager and other members of the band have said that no one tried to approach them after what happened, after the young man died. Why do you think not even the police or family members of the unfortunate young man didn't get in touch with the band before they came to the Czech Republic?
Well, that's a difficult question. I really don't know. Let's put it this way. Nobody was expecting that unfortunately, this man named Nosek would die about a month after the concert. When that happened, his father provided information to the police. Police started the investigation by calling several witnesses regarding this concert, and then they... asked the U.S. Ministry of Justice to provide their own investigation, which the U.S. Ministry of Justice refused to do. And refusing to do so, they did not notify anybody from the group or from the organizers of the concert anything. So nobody really knew that anything like that was going on, which I think on the part of the American Ministry of Justice is not something to really brag with.
Coming back to Mr. Blythe's situation, how do you think he's handling the custody? There's been reports in the press that he was learning Mongolian from a man that he shares a cell with and teaching him English. Mr. Blythe also said that if he's bound to stay in the Czech Republic, he will learn how to eat dumplings. So it seems he hasn't lost his good spirits for the time.
Mr. Blythe is an intelligent man. He writes songs, and now in jail, he started writing a book. And in respect of his kind of call him a neighbor, Mongolian neighbor. It's not completely that he would learn Mongolian all the time. We just purchased to that guy a Sudoku book, so Mr. Blythe would have a little more time to do things which he wants to do.
How is he handling the conditions in jail? Does he have any complaints about how he's being treated?
No, not at all. He speaks about the treatment that is fair, and he has no complaint whatsoever about guards or any behavior of anybody in Pankrac prison. He thinks it's completely fair. The fact that the prison is old has nothing to do with that, but no. But not that it's something that he would like to continue with, but, well, that's what it is.